Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
It is October, and next week, and it happens every year, October.
Every year.
And next week is Carly's birthday, and the week after that is mine. So we are going to do our 30 lessons learned by our 30s, part two.
Yes, and I have learned more lessons than last year.
Well, I re-listened to last year's, and I don't think you kept those lessons.
Hey, this is about learning. This isn't about putting into action. That's a different episode. That episode is called Putting into Action the Lessons I've Learned by the Time I'm 39. This is just the lessons I've learned.
You're an idiot. I've learned that.
I have never said in this episode or the episode we've done before that I put them into action, just that I have realized and learned them.
You don't need to tell us. We know.
What is that, redundant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a word you just wanted to talk about?
Redundant.
So yeah, we've learned more lessons this year. However, we are going to give you less of them.
Yes, because we've learned that that was a lot to listen to.
We've learned that it was too many lessons. So Carly is turning 39.
I know.
That's your last.
It's crazy.
Your last one in your 30s.
Because I look in the mirror and think that I'm 22.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You say that all the time as if it's like the worst mentality ever. It's not. It's great.
What's that reel that's like, oh, I was born in 85 and I have two kids, and yesterday I was at the club and somebody's trying, I am butchering this meme, but somebody's trying to tell me that I'm 38 and I'm still 16 at the club.
That was horrible. That was so horrible. I think I want to cut it, but I'm not going
to. You all know the meme I'm talking about is basically like, how did I get here with two kids, a husband and a house and a job when in my mind, I have no responsibilities and I'm at the club.
So the second time you tried to say it was way better. So this was the only case where your repetitious vocabulary worked.
One of the things I've learned is to maybe think before I speak.
How about it? We started early. So Carly's only going to give us 9.
9 by 39.
And I'm going to give you 6 by 36.
Yeah.
And we are not talking about square footage. But let's do it. I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly. I think when I turn 39, it's going to get higher. And when I turn 40, everything just drops.
Everything.
Everything.
Amazing.
I don't know how you feel about being 36. You're not 36 yet, and I'm not 39 yet. But do you feel like you're like going over a hump? That's how I feel. Like there's a hill and like you're getting... Maybe that's why they say over the hill.
Did you just have like a revelation?
Oh my God.
Wait, this is real.
That's why they call it over the hill. Because I feel like
Are you being serious?
Yes, I'm being dead serious. Because I feel like I'm going over the hump.
Of what? What was this big obstacle that you needed to get over?
Just like, no. Whoa,
no.
Just like going over, I picture myself like almost at the top of the hill, going over the hill. And I guess 40 is over the hill. I mean, it's a joke. It's not really over the hill, but like, oh my God, that just happened.
Wow. I picture that hill when I breathe. I need to get the little red ball over the hill to take a full breath.
That's because you have a breathing problem called anxiety.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah. Same.
I don't feel like that. No. No, I okay, feel good, like good. I'm Well, great. Is the hill bad?
No.
Is getting over the hill a bad thing?
I don't think so.
What does it feel like?
I just don't feel like I should be at the top of that hill yet going over. I still feel like I should be like crawling.
I mean, in reality, that's more your style. Like if we were actually hiking over a hill, I don't think it'd be going so well.
No.
I think it'd be a lot of breaks. You'd sit down. It's very possible you'd hurt something.
I think part of the going over the hill is that I don't feel like if 40 is the top, I don't feel like I'm anywhere close. Like 40, that number to me seems so far away in my mind. And I'm not that far. I'm not mature enough. That's the honest part. I'm not mature enough. I don't know how I have three kids to take care of. I am still a child in my mind.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not mature enough.
I mean, true. But also, I don't think that's a bad thing. And I think you think that's a bad thing. Like, you should feel more mature, like the adults in the movies that have CEO jobs and wear pencil skirts to work and like all this. Like,
yeah.
I think that's what you think a 40-year-old should be.
Yeah. More mature and like more farther along.
And I think that's bullshit. I think that is the story that we're told is to happen once you reach a certain age.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's actually like true or even aids in longevity.
Yeah.
I think that hinders longevity. What's coming up in all my newsfeed is like our favorite movies from back then and how their ages were depicted. So Now and Then is popping up. If you have not seen Now and Then, younger ones out there,
watch it now.
Right now and then watch it then. Like Rosie O'Donnell was 33 in that movie as the old version of that character. She was only 33. Like, we're older than all of the people that are all those actresses that were depicting older characters in the movie, and they were 33, 37, 35.
The Golden Girls were 41.
Exactly.
They were supposed to be 41. And it's like a joke.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think.
But that's what it is.
But that's what it is. In my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I'm Golden Girls age and I don't feel that way.
But they didn't feel that way.
Right. That was just the style of the times. Same thing about Maggie Smith. Maggie Smith was the one from Peter Pan. She was the old, what's it called? What?
The grandmother?
Wendy.
Oh, Wendy.
She was the old Wendy. She was 56 years old playing that part.
They aged her.
Right. They aged her into her 80s, 90s. But then she looked like that, Wendy, for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Did she not?
Yeah. I thought she was in her 80s since the beginning of Harry Potter.
I know. Because that's just how the style of the times.
But I think that's the hill that you're thinking you should be. And it's just the story we've been fed since we were little. Like, when you get to reach a certain age, you're over the hill.
Yeah.
Why?
I was thinking about this the other day. I've almost been alive. I've been with Andrew half of my life.
Words are hard. They are. It's troubling.
So I have been alive
for half of years than others have been.
But I have been with him almost longer than I've been alive.
We talked about this in our last 30 for 30. It'll be 20 years on your 40th birthday.
Yeah.
20 years together, 15 years married.
Yeah, not crazy.
And
I just like
that's a big deal.
I know. Time is flying, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Time is weird. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get any like more clarity. It just is like all of a sudden it's October.
Yeah, I know.
Like all of a sudden it's our birthday again. And I used to love my birthday. I don't not love my birthday.
What?
We had a few years the past couple years that was like, I don't even want to celebrate. I don't want to talk about it.
Past couple years were bad.
It wasn't a fear of like getting older. It just was like it was almost like a disappointment in the fact that a whole year went by and nothing changed, or a whole year went by and something changed, or, you know, whatever it is.
I think we were working a lot the past three birthdays of ours have not been great. We have not enjoyed them.
No.
They went by like it was just a Tuesday, and we are big birthday people. Our mom always made it a big deal. And so that's how we treated it up until the past 3 years. But I think we're turning a corner.
Yeah. I've been celebrating my birthday all month.
I think that we were working a lot, and it was just exhausting to try and put something together. Yeah, or care that we were like, oh, it's just another year where we work just as much.
Exactly.
And it's like, what's the difference? Who cares? But I think we're moving past that. And that some of the lessons I've learned, we'll talk about why that is changing.
So we're going over the hump. Is that just another small scale word for the hill?
The hill. Yep. My humps. Oh. My lovely lady lumps.
I'm not following you over the hill.
It's okay. I don't have them. So it's fine.
Ooh. It's not happening. With that said, we're moving on. So give us your first dun, 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 okay. lesson in your 39th year.
Oh my God. So crazy. My number one, which I really had to sit down and think about this because I was like, what's different than last year?
Yeah.
But my first one is to bet on yourself. I think that's a strong one for me because for so many years.
Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it.
Is that a song?
Yes, I just sang it.
I really hope so.
It is.
Is it one that's created already?
Yes. Ew. It's Zac Efron in High School Musical 2. Oh,
I've never seen them.
And he's dancing around a golf course.
All right. 1A would be watch all the High School Musical movies.
Cool.
That would be the lesson I learned. That would be 1B. Yeah. 1A.
Bet on yourself.
Yeah. Because I think for many years I've had imposter syndrome where I didn't think that I knew what I was doing and I was just like acting, you know?
Yeah.
But now I'm like, no, I do know. I have something to say. I trust myself.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think that was a big one for me this year, trying to push that imposter syndrome. I can't even say it. Imposter syndrome.
She's okay. She's all right. She'll be all right.
Down so that, because I don't believe that. I didn't want to believe it.
Your mind was telling you that.
Yes.
Which is what we talked about last year. It's like your mind is not who you are.
Right.
It just tells the story. And sometimes we listen to it too much.
We believe it too much. I agree with that. And I think with you too, people bet on us. People put their trust in us. But we are the last ones to do it for ourselves.
Yeah.
And I'm working on doing that. These are all, you know, thought about in hindsight.
You already told us you're not going to do any of this shit. So you kind of ruined it, but sounds good, Carly.
Okay. Go for it. I hate you right now, and I'm taking your birthday present back.
I don't have mine in order because I wrote down 15, and then you told me only do 6. So I didn't have an order for it then either. So I'm just going to shut my eyes, and then the first thing I read.
You can do more than 6.
Shh. All right. Here's the first one. You can't heal a body that you hate.
Ooh, I love that one because I've read that before.
Yeah, this is not like an original thought of mine. I stand by it.
Yes.
And I say it to people all the time, but I think this year alone, I believe it. Like I've given myself a lot more grace with making mistakes when it comes to my health journey of like eating. Like, if I go out to dinner midweek, it's okay. Like, living your life is better than missing out on all the opportunities. And if that means the scale goes up a little bit, figure it out. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that type of grace. And then also with not working out as vigorously or as much. Now, I had a lot of injuries the past couple of years that changed a lot for me. But my schedule has now changed. And if I'm too tired, I'm too tired.
Yeah.
And it messes. Like, I'm not great with that because I beat myself up over, like, you did this to yourself. Like, what were you thinking? You should have gotten up earlier. You should have gone harder because you only have this amount of time and you got to squeeze it in. And I've stopped really, like, doing that.
Punishing yourself.
Yes, but I'm not happy with how my body is at this moment. Like, I've gained a little bit of weight. But also I'm happier.
Yeah.
So like I don't want to sink into this scale number because I don't really want to be where I am. I want my clothes to feel a lot better. However, my life feels like my quality is so much better.
Yeah. Don't you think that's more important?
It is. Oh, it totally is. Yeah. But that's like I'm working on finding the happy medium between the grace of that and not beating up my like with my mind, beating myself up over my body. Because your body can hear you. I'm a firm believer of that. I've read it in a lot of places. I've heard it from a lot of different people. The thoughts that you have in your mind And like, we're the meanest relationship we have.
I know. Right?
We're the meanest.
I'm such a mean girl.
Partner to ourselves. Yeah, to ourselves. Well, Carly's a mean girl to everybody.
You can't sit with us.
But like, we tell ourselves that, right? Uh-huh. And so the horrible things that we say in the mirror when we're trying to fit into the what you thought was going to fit you that day, and you're like, shoot, this was the outfit I planned and it doesn't fit me.
That
what am I going to do?
That happened to me on Sunday.
And it's horrible.
Yeah.
And what, instead of being like, oh man, and going for another option, you just start reaming into yourself of all of the horrible things that you've done. And like, God, you're so, if you only looked like this, if your legs were only like this, if you had just not eaten this, you could have, like, all this stupid, stupid stuff. That's so mean.
I know.
And your body listens to it. There is a scientific cellular level of it hearing you and believing you and storing stress, which in turn stores fat.
Yeah.
Which in turn gives you more storyline for your mind to tell you that you hate it.
Right.
Instead of, like, if we were just nicer to our bodies, the levels would come down. It would be easier to lose weight. It would be easier to stick into consistency and give yourself those moments of grace when you're like, yeah, but you know what? That dinner was really good.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And I hadn't, and I enjoyed my time while I was, not even just like the food was so good. I had a good time.
Yes.
Like.
You spend time differently.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot heal a body that you hate because it's listening. So be nice. Be kind to yourself.
I like that one. I'll try and do that. All right.
We all know how that's going to work out.
This one is a big one for me this year. And I am, it's still something that I'm trying to be okay with, but I'm going to be okay with it. People come in and out, and that is okay. It's so hard.
You're still working on this one.
Yeah.
You said this last year.
I did.
Yep. No, it's good. That's good though. It's a repeat. You can't just learn a brand new lesson every single solitary year or many lessons every year. You're going to learn the same one until you figure it out.
Well, clearly.
You have not figured this out yet.
Yeah. Like, it's something that I'm bothered by, that people come in and out. And like, most, I was thinking about it. A lot of it is on me. I've said this before as a joke, and it is sort of a joke. I'm not a great friend. And that doesn't mean that I don't love my friends. It's, I'm not good with communicating and getting together because everybody's life is crazy. I'm not saying mine is any crazier, but like at the end of the Friday or Saturday, the last thing I want to do is go back out and be with people. So it has to be like really meaningful for me to want to do that. So I'm not a great friend. I reach out when I need to reach out, but I think the people in my life either come and go, or the ones that know me, like that really know me, they stick by me because they know me.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that come in and out, like that has to be okay. Like seasons of friends.
Come in and out, or come in and leave and are gone.
Yeah. That. People, like you said before, people come into your lives for a reason at the time that you need them.
Right.
And they go out for a reason at the time that is right.
That is time for them to go.
Right. And I have to be okay with that. And I guess I'm still learning that has to be okay. And it's,
well, the underlying of all that is change. You don't like change.
Yeah. And I don't want to force something that's not working.
But you do.
I do. I'm a forcer. I'm an enforcer.
All you need is one person to listen and I think you'll chill out, but no one will listen to you.
It's not that I don't want to be a good friend. I just have never, ever since I was in high school, like I moved to New York and I just had my blinders on. I wanted one thing. I didn't really have time for friends. Like I had my friend group, but like I'm always like on my own path, I think.
Does your path involve connection?
Yeah. But I think when those connections have played its part, I force them for too long to hold on.
Right, you stay too long.
Yeah, I stay too long.
Yeah.
I stay too long at the party. And then
well, no, you have to show up to the party first.
That's true.
You're not showing up. You're not even responding to the RSVP. Shoot, I have to do that.
That's true.
I have a text I need to respond to.
I'm a horrible responder. But yeah, I'm working on that clearly.
Now, I think you're a little blinder. You do have blinders on just because you're tired. That's really all it is. You're just tired.
Yeah. I could open up my blinders. You know, those horse blinders, they have like,
yeah.
I could open them up a little bit more. And I think everybody needs that. I mean, nobody can live their life in a one track mind sort of. I could open them up a little bit. So I'll work on that too. So many things.
This again is not my quote, my phrase, my concept, but I heard it. And I think it couldn't be more true to what I've been dealing with, but also like this year specifically. Honesty. I'm going to have to say this twice because Carly's going to go, what? Say it again. So I'm going to say it slow. Okay. Maybe that won't happen. Honesty.
Is the best policy.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, sure. Yeah. Honesty is telling the truth when asked.
No, I heard you. I heard you the first time.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Shut up. Oh my God.
It was a very dramatic pause.
Because you put your head down. I didn't know if you understood it.
I'm listening with my eyes closed. Oh, God, that was like Vicky at my wedding.
Honesty is telling the truth when asked. Transparency is telling the truth when they don't even know to ask.
Okay.
Yep, say it again. I said it too fast and didn't put a pause. I hate you. Transparency is telling the truth when they don't even know to ask. So honesty is like you being like, hey, I'm going to ask this question. Tell me the truth. And you tell the truth. That's honest. I'm being honest.
Right.
But what I want and what I live by and what I is now I've learned this year is a deal breaker and like a non-negotiable. Hashtag the bear.
Non-negotiable. Thank you, chef.
Is transparency. And transparency is giving the information and telling the truth before you even know that you need to ask that question.
Okay. No, I get it. Why? That's
because sometimes asking the question, like, I think that's an old behavior pattern of knowing, and it's something that you do too. Asking the question for proof.
For validation.
For validation.
Yeah. Okay.
For proof that I know this answer. You're going to tell me the truth.
Are you right?
So if I'm thinking of it in terms of relationships, romantic relationships, like when you're asking a question that you need complete honesty for, it's because there's something else that you need. And so if transparency exists, you don't have to ask that question.
Right.
You already know the answer because they're acting that way or because, hey, they brought it up to you first and they want to be fully open with you and they don't want you to have to ask the question.
Right.
And like, I need transparency.
Yeah, that's difficult.
I think everybody needs it, but it's something that I don't want to sacrifice myself for anymore.
Yeah.
Because I've always had to ask the questions and then you have to do the, okay, do I believe them?
Right.
Instead of, I never have to ask that question.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't have to wonder if I believe you. Because it's already out there.
Yeah.
And it goes with the same thing we said last year. If it's something is real and something is an actual connection, that transparency isn't going to break that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's connected to that, which is what I've learned last year. That, like, if it's real, it's not going to break.
Right.
Forever.
Yeah.
It can be fixed. Like, it can be glued back together.
Yeah.
But transparency is a non-negotiable.
Yeah. I like that one. That's not on my list. So that's number 10.
Oh, good. You're going to repeat it again? I would love for you to try to repeat that.
So as Victoria said, those were not her words.
No.
These are 100% my words.
It's going to be good.
Being cool isn't cool. My words.
Yeah.
Not anybody else's.
What?
And I think I'm realizing this more because Melody is 10. Mm. And I'm seeing her a little bit be like, no, Mom, I don't want to wear my hair like that today. And I can see it in her eyes why. Like, she doesn't want to wear pigtails anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not cool. Or like, Mom, I want to wear those shorts, you know, because they're cooler. I don't want to wear those ones with little stars on them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's normal.
That's totally
being
normal.
A kid. But I'm seeing it in myself being like, man, being cool is just not cool. The kids that grow up that are cool, like they're never cool. It's like Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. You go back and all the cool kids are like, not cool.
So all of you listeners, if it feels like deja vu,
I said it last year.
Word for word.
God damn it.
But That's wonderful. I think this is such an unscripted surprise of in such a good way, because you actually mean it.
I do.
Right. And you're learning it in different ways. Like last year, Melody wasn't doing this.
No.
Like it was not a thing. And so this year you're realizing it for different reasons, because your cool that you were talking about last year was about yourself.
No, and I'm not talking about myself.
I know. This year it's now about your kid.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I think that's a cool thing. I'm glad you didn't listen to it.
I'm glad you didn't do your research and not say the things you said last year.
Well, you didn't do your research and you're saying everything that you said last year.
I'm realizing it because I want to make sure Melody knows that like being cool is such a waste of time.
It's not cool.
Like I know, I don't care. Like mom never cared about being cool. I now don't care. You clearly did. Oh, yes.
When you were growing up as like a teenager, you did.
A couple years ago, I cared.
Me too.
And I don't care anymore. I mean, if you ever come to our class, you can realize I am making you laugh. I do not think that I am in any way, shape, or form the coolest kid on the block. I am just like having fun and being crazy. But Melody, for example, is being the invisible man for Halloween. Like her friends are being babies and like soccer players and like just wearing an Eagles jersey at 10. And she and Andrew are making the invisible man costume.
Like, what is that? And who is that? I have so many questions.
We went to the Goodwill yesterday and bought her a blazer, a shirt.
I know, but where'd she find this costume idea? Online?
Online. And it's like, then you attach a hanger and it goes all the way up the back. And then you put a top hat and then you glue glasses. So face. Yeah. Her face is in the blazer and the jacket and it's above her head.
We
have to cut out slits for her eyes. And like that, I want to box that up while all her friends are wearing Eagles jerseys and like putting a black line under their eyes because that's cool. And she's going to walk around as the invisible man.
And she thinks that's so cool.
And she thinks it's so cool.
It is cool.
It is.
I think
she thought of it herself and she's making it. And I just want to reiterate then that being cool is not cool.
Mind you, we had a lot more recital costumes to play with. Like that was these are the costumes that we have. What can we make from them? And they don't have that yet.
No, not yet.
You had to go like start from scratch.
Yeah, I was Tina Turner 1 year. Tina Turner.
Nope, you should be.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay. Oh my God, I remember that wig. This one is serious, but also not serious. Choose color.
Oh.
Choose color.
Because we wear black all the time?
I think for so long, where this really stems from is I wear black because I love it. And that's just like very my vibe. It just is. But there was always a piece to it of being slimmer.
Uh-huh. When you wear black.
Being more flattering. And I don't necessarily, when I say choose color, mean just, you know, with your clothing. In decorating, when you look around and I see a bunch of stuff online now and like buying houses, it's all modern and it's clean and it's crisp and I just like color. I like color.
Yeah.
I don't care if, you know, my house looks like a giant rainbow and the carpet is a bunch of different colors. And in my kitchen, my bath mat or kitchen mats are, you know, Mexican flowers that are just every single color of the rainbow. Like, why not? And somewhere along the lines with the cool thing, color isn't cool. Color makes you weird.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing all the colors make you weird. Even if it's like high fashion, that's weird, right? So there's something about, and I talked about being weird last year to make you feel better. We talked about this last year.
Thanks.
But another one of mine that I'll pair with this is like keep people that match your freak.
Yeah.
I know that's like a new term, like a cool term. You match my freak. But like keep people that also want color. Like why not, right?
I don't know that term because I'm not cool. So
I know it was a hard launch.
Wait, I got so much shade for that. And I'm just like, that's me not thinking I'm cool, but like making fun of it.
I think a lot of people agreed with it. I put a post out of my new relationship and apparently it was a big deal because Carly wrote hard launch.
And
half of the people, because everyone was like, Victoria doesn't post about anything. You're such a brat.
I know.
And that's what they were thinking. I was laughing my butt off.
Because I used it correctly and you were proud of me.
You did use it correctly. And it was a hard launch. However, so many people were agreeing with you and so many people were against you. It was how the internet works.
But then it took the heat off the post because nobody was looking at the post anymore.
Nobody cared.
Everyone was commenting on my comment about being a hard launch.
Yeah.
So and you're welcome.
Now it's happening in person. People are talking about your hard launch in person.
I know.
Yeah. That's either how uncool you are.
It's a talent.
And they're thrilled by it or they're shocked by it.
It's a special skill that I have. I do want to say that my special skill is making every situation about me, whether I want to or not. It is just something that happens.
That is so true.
Yeah. I learned that years ago.
That is so true. Yeah, me too. I think I was 7. That is so, 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 so true. So maybe I should be mad for you taking my thunder?
I don't think you are.
Yet again?
They still looked at the picture. And then one person said, oh, I went right to the comment section as soon as I saw this picture. What's up, Monica? And I was like, yep, because she wanted to see what I was going to say or what, you know, whatever. She's like, I went right to that comment section.
Well, we're going to hard launch into the next one.
Okay. This one is going to be fast. I did not say this last year. I can tell you that. The worst case scenario rarely happens. Is something I'm learning, and I joke about it a lot. I am a worst case scenario. I am a fearful person, and I am learning that the worst case scenario rarely happens. I'm not saying it never happens. It rarely happens. So try and be more present and less scared of life.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I'm trying to be less scared of life. Life scares me. Death scares me. So I'm not sure where
and
I
yet
fit in.
She sits here with a skeleton sweater and a skeleton in a coffin on her t-shirt.
It says never better with peace fingers.
That's a thumbs up.
Oh, thumbs up. Something fingers. But yeah, both scare me. So I'm trying to be less scared of life. Moving on.
Oh, you're so not scared of it. You don't even want to talk about it.
I just want to bypass. Go.
Cool. Cool. Then we're going to go into a two-parter for me. It's two of mine that really mean the same thing. I'm really thinking about it. Stillness is productivity.
Uh-huh.
And take your time.
Yeah.
So like I hard launched into practicing that in action this year of like, if I need to sit down and for 20 minutes put something stupid on the TV or read one chapter of a book just to like sit that F down.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm wasting my time.
Yeah.
And like we live in a state of hurry up and rush out the door and
hustle,
which we've talked about it so much, but
don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Ooh, that was high.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Can we sing that song anymore?
I don't know. There's so much we can't sing.
Yeah.
I had to change some of my recital songs for this year because I just don't feel comfortable playing them.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, figure it out because we're not going to talk about it.
No, but we are going to have a hot topic episode. It's coming.
Okay.
We're going to talk about all the hot topics.
Good to know.
Yeah.
That's a hot topic right there. Awesome. But yeah, just taking your time with things. Like it's going to get done and you'll get there. And if it's not in time, you're on time,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I still don't want to be late for things, but if it's not in the time that you think it's going to be, you're still going to get it done and it's still going to be the right time for you to get it done.
That's a hard thing to
slow down. Horribly
come to terms with because everybody's fast paced. Everybody's seeing everybody get it on Instagram and TikTok immediately. Like, why? Oh, look what, you know, just those reels of somebody being like, this is 2022. This is what I look like. This is March of 2022. No, that's fake.
Yeah.
But it's out there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like immediate.
I think I just burnt out from being burnt out.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I'm tired of being tired.
Yeah.
And we're only 36 and 39. So it's taking your time for things aids in like your longevity and aids in feeling like you're not tired because you're not constantly at the edge of, you know, everything. I mean, it feels like everything where there's only one sip left. There's only 1 second left. There's only one. Well, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of that mentality.
When you just said I'm burnt out from being burnt out, we were watching the movie Sing yesterday, one of my favorite movies.
How's it going?
And after, you know, if you've never watched Sing, it's great, but they lost the theater. Everything right. seems to be going to SHIT, and the koala is like laying in a pool, just like wanting to die, basically. It's a great kids movie.
Yeah.
And then his friend, the llama, comes up and looks at him and is like, you know what the best part about being at the bottom is? There is nowhere else to go but up. And I wasn't watching it. I was like doing stuff around the kitchen, and I heard that, and I was like, man, I wish the kids understood that line.
Yeah.
Like, I just took it. Like, there is nowhere else to go but up. And sometimes you don't realize that. And like being burnout, there's nowhere else to go but like digging yourself out of burnout, basically, and taking your time and slowing it down.
But that's the thing about burnout, is that when you reach that lowest point, you take a second to sit into it because you don't know what your next move is. Mm-hmm. So you take your time and you sit into stillness, and that's when you have the energy to pick yourself back up. Mm-hmm. But like, even at burnout, you need that.
Yeah.
So like, why do we burn out to get to that point? Why not do it all the way along and then it doesn't get to that point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I am.
Yeah.
If I need to sit down, I sit down. If I need to take a second and turn my phone off, I take a second and turn my phone off. If it's a nap, I haven't quite done that yet.
Oh God,
but I
the
firmly
best.
Believe if it's a midday nap, I'm gonna take it.
You'll learn by 39.
Yeah. Oh, good. Can't wait.
Because I learned that a long time ago. So catch up.
Cool.
Tell me if I said it last year.
Ew.
No one is coming to save you.
I don't think you did.
And what that means to me is I was always under the impression when I was trying to be on Broadway and as an actor that like somebody was gonna discover me. Like, it's not my job. You're going to find me and everything's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one's coming to save you. You have to do it yourself. And that doesn't mean out of a bad situation. It just means like in anything. Like, I'm always constantly, or I have always looked and been like, why is she getting this over? I work just as hard. No, she wasn't found.
Yeah.
She's a hustler. And while I am also a hustler, a little part of you is like, somebody will find me on the algorithm and just take it to the next level.
So you kind of talked yourself into saying something that you said last year with this, which was, if somebody else's success doesn't mean you're not successful.
Right.
So it's
kind of the same thing.
Yeah. The comparison. It's comparison.
Basically, if you want it, work for it.
Right.
And, you know, no one is coming to take your hand and get you where you want to be. If you want it, work for it.
I was watching this really amazing piece of television last night called Love is Blind.
Cook you in the freaking show.
Season 7. And they're just amazing. So some guy was asking this girl, like, hey, why are you on the show? Like, why did you decide to do the show? And she was like, well, my husband's not going to come to me on my couch at home.
Yeah.
And it just was so, I was like, that's so honest, number one, which is great. And number two, it's so true because we all do that.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, you want it, but you're not doing anything to go do it.
Yeah.
You're hoping it literally comes through the door.
Yeah.
As you're sitting on the couch wasting your time.
I know.
So.
And that's exactly what I mean. Not that somebody else's success isn't warranted. It's just that if I want something, like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
And I know that. So it's, you know, it was just a little revelation saying it like that. No one's coming to save you. Correct. I can do it myself.
Right.
And I have to do it myself.
You're betting on yourself.
Yeah, I'm betting on myself. So it's like a two-parter.
Tied together. This is what I wrote. Dairy just isn't worth it. And own your choices, good or bad.
How? Put them together for me.
Right. Because for me, dairy just isn't worth it. It's because it hurts my belly. And I, as much as I want it, it truly isn't worth it.
Like, never, never gonna get it.
I spend way too much money in makeup trying to cover up what dairy does to my face.
Yes.
Right. So just, it's not, I've learned, don't take the bite.
Okay.
Nothing tastes that good.
No.
So how it's tied to own your own choices, good or bad, is because I have made specifically dietary choices, like not eating dairy, like not eating meat other than fish, like not drinking, that I have owned every conversation that comes from it. I've owned every awkward moment in meeting new people when it's like, I don't eat that. I've owned it, even if it's something that other people can't understand. Uh-huh. And that's where it's tied into. Because if I, like, going on first dates, being like, oh, by the way, I don't drink right now, and I don't eat dairy, and I don't eat meat, and you want to try to get an appetizer that we can share.
Yeah.
And, like, as much as that's not a big deal.
It's really not.
It's not a big deal at all. It is in terms of, like, meeting people that don't care about that.
Yeah.
And I've met somebody that doesn't care about that, but in the process of finding this person and meeting people that made it weird for me, and I felt uncomfortable, and it was such a big deal. And at the same time, I was like, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Like, this is who I am, right? This is such a specific thing, but in owning your own choices, good or bad, like, I mean that in such a broad spectrum, but that's where I'm tying it into the dairy, because that's where it kind of gave me a light bulb where I was like, I've made some choices that aren't necessarily mainstream.
Popular. Yeah.
And it should be easy. It should be not a question. It should be something I don't have to think about it. And it is, for the most part. But it's just that, like, people are going to judge you and your choices, whether they're good or bad, based on how they feel, not based on if that they actually are good or bad.
I was just going to say that it's not a reflection of your choices. It's a reflection on how they feel about your choices.
Exactly. So and own yours. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So own it. So don't apologize for it, especially if it's not something that's going to harm somebody else. But don't apologize for it and stick to your guns, because they're your guns. Yeah. You know, like, whatever that phrase really means.
Welcome to the gun show.
But that's why I'm tying it into the dairy, because for a little bit of going out with people that didn't know, like, what do you do when you go out with new people? They judge them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You judge their little things to see if you want to judge them or not judge them for the rest of your life, you know, like, things like that. And it just was, I was presented with, like, the opportunity to own my choices many, many times.
Yes. Way more than I have ever had to do.
And I stick by it. And dairy just is never a good idea. I'm sorry. It's not worth it.
Yes. However, our favorite ice cream, they discontinued.
Because we were the only ones buying it. Oh, yeah. Peanut butter chocolate swirl or whatever.
Oh, my God.
They
discontinued it. No, I contacted them.
Oh, right.
I contacted them and I said, what did you do with my ice cream? And they said, we're sorry, we discontinued it. And I tried to get anything that I could shipped to me, but they Like, I was like, I'll take 50 cases and store them.
My God, you would make me pick up so many more refrigerators.
I know.
Or freezers.
But they don't make them anymore. So, yeah, that was my
choice.
If you have to tell someone you are that, then you're not that. Oh, wow. Let me say it again in words that you'll understand.
Thank you.
If you have to tell somebody you are that, then you're not that.
Wait, you just repeated it. Yeah, so, like, if you have to tell someone you're a big, tough guy, then you're not a big, tough guy. Not.
If you have to tell, don't tell anybody your plans. Show them.
Yeah.
If you have to tell somebody you're confident, you're not confident.
Be confident.
If you have to tell somebody you're rich, show somebody you're rich, you're not.
And also, you don't need to.
Right. But you're not that.
Right.
So don't try and be somebody that you're not. And that, I think, in previous years, I've been like, and then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. No, don't tell them. Just do it.
Because you were also probably saying that just because you know you should, or
right, exactly.
It sounded like you should.
Yeah. And just do it quietly, and it will be that.
Yeah.
But if you have to tell somebody, you're not that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's so true. Therapy works.
Is this for you or me?
Well, you have not tried it.
It's not on my list.
So you wouldn't know. Should be on your list. Therapy works. Therapy works so much so that you don't realize it's working.
Like, that's how it works.
That's how it works. You don't realize it's working. And I did the whole thing with my therapist of, like, I don't understand why I still feel this way. Why do I time? Why it's taking too long? And she'd be like, well, it's taking as long as it needs to take.
Yeah.
And so, like, all of these concepts that you don't realize someone who professionally is unbiased towards you and your decisions is helping you to truly understand concepts that you're, like, are really struggling with. And for me, one of them was like, I'm just going to say it. I was afraid to get back out there mm-hmm. because I was afraid to make the same mistakes
right.
all over again and put myself back into the position of being heartbroken
right.
or
rejected
or just like, oh my God, how did I not see these signs? Right. Like all the things that you do when you're going through a previous relationship that clearly was unhealthy, that even if everybody else saw it and you didn't, or if you saw it yourself and ignored it, which was my thing, I was completely ignoring my own intuition. I was so afraid to do that again.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to put myself out there.
Well, it's hard after repeatedly doing that to be like, let's do it again.
Right. Which I was always happy that I did. Like, I'm always happy. Looking back, I'm happy that I constantly kept trying. It's like that. I know I said the movie last week, too. And I couldn't remember it last week either.
Oh, my God.
He's just not that into you.
Yes.
Where Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
She just keeps trying. And she's like, well, I'm closer to love than you are because I'm going to keep doing it even though I'm getting hurt. Like whatever her phrasing was. And I've always been like, that's me. Like I'm constantly getting burnt. And I'm constantly trying again, but I was too tired to do it.
Yeah.
So I was afraid to get back out there and get back online because that's the only way you meet people.
These days.
People are now going, oh, where'd you meet? I'm like, online.
Online.
Don't ask that question.
You know where we met. We didn't meet at CFIT.
It's obvious.
He didn't walk into CFIT one day asking to work out.
He didn't meet on my couch. That's where I really wanted to meet people. So I would have this conversation with my therapist when I first said, okay, I'm thinking about going back online again, but I'm not ready to do it.
Right.
And maybe she'd be like, all right, let's figure that out. So I would have the conversation but what if I just get so excited that I jump in too fast because I think it's the right thing, but it's not.
But
and
it's
then
not.
I'm back to where I was. And I would replay all of these what if scenarios with her of what happened before. And she'd be like, you'll know, not the cliche, you'll know when it's different. You'll know how to trust yourself by then.
You'll know this.
You've done the work.
Yeah. You've done the work. You've spent all this time doing the work.
Right.
You'll see it ahead right. of time.
And I didn't trust that.
Yeah.
And I didn't trust that. And she was like, okay, well then you're not ready. And
right.
so you'll do it when you're ready. Then you'll okay. And she was fantastic with the whole thing. And she still is. So when I talked to her last, which was almost a month ago, I was telling her a situation where I was like, and then I said this, and then I did this, and then this. And she was like, I need you to take a second, and I need you to realize all the things that you just said to me, and they're all things that you've never done before, which was sticking up for yourself, which was not staying too long,
mm-hmm.
which was having a feeling and going off of that
mm-hmm.
and not second-guessing yourself. And all of these things that I was like, what if I get blinded and put those horse blinders on and I miss all of the things and now I'm back. And she was like, you did everything you said you were afraid that you would miss.
Yeah.
You did it all. And I started to cry. I was like, oh my God. I didn't even notice I did it.
You did it, yeah.
Which is amazing. But like, yes, that's the purpose of you. Like, yeah.
You didn't even realize it was working.
I did not realize it was working until it was presented to myself that I had to make certain decisions in a situation where I made different ones than I've ever made
yeah.
before. And that was the whole point.
I'd like to say that I think I had a hand in that as well.
Yes, you kept me going to therapy. Thank you. And I will still continue to go. I meet with her next week.
Oh,
so
God.
Yes, therapy works, my friends.
I would also like to say that I think, whether you believe in God or not, are put in situations that are meant for you.
Yeah.
Like, God knew that I could not stand the relationships that you had been in or the rejection and get back up and do it again. He knew you could. He knew you were strong enough to be resilient and keep it going and get yourself back out there and keep, like, getting
well, you don't know.
But I would not, having watched you and been there, there's no way. I'm just not that person. I'm not that strong in that kind of way. And so he gave me Andrew when I was 19 because he's like, you won't be able to handle this. So I'm going to give you Andrew when you're 19. So you can just skip all that. And Victoria, I'm going to make you as strong as an ox. But I firmly believe that. Do you not? I mean, God.
The way you're saying it is horrible, but I completely understand. Your life lessons are in different ways.
Yes.
Like what you were meant to learn and grow, which is what we said last year, that like life is just continual lessons.
Yeah.
Life's progress and like success is just growth.
Or the same as last year, but whatever.
For you, maybe. No, but that's what it is. Like your life lessons come in, like you've gone through situations that I have never gone through. And maybe never will.
Well, yeah.
And so maybe that's how it works, right? Yeah, everybody's cards are dealt differently. I like how you said it. I would like to think my thighs are strong enough to crush a watermelon, you know?
That's not what I meant. I meant you're mentally strong as an ox.
No, I know.
And I am not. But that's something I know about myself. I wouldn't be able to handle the situations and relationships that you have been. And I firmly believe that we are where we're supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. What, as again, we said last year, what's meant for you will not pass you by.
Let them. All right. We're going to rattle through these lessons because these just aren't as important.
I'm done.
Okay.
My lessons are over.
These are actually, this is one for both of us. Your only failure is not to try. Mm-hmm. We are very much saying no first. Somebody gives us an idea and we're like, no, it's not going to work. Well,
yeah,
it can. I think we're very much knowers because we're scared of change.
You're talking about business?
Sort of.
Because that's really the only
way. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
We're the same with that. But yeah.
So I'm thinking like when, you know, Andrew has a bright idea like, no, it's not going to work because of this and this and this. And he's like, well, why don't you try?
Yeah, you shoot him down way faster than I do.
Because I try and shoot him down before you do. So it looks like it's me and not you.
That's ridiculous. Because I will always sit on it a little bit longer and be like, well, let me think about it. But you've already shot it down. I'm like, all right. She said no.
So that, yes, I am trying to learn to fail. Just fail.
It's, you also become a demon.
Yes,
your eyes roll and become yellow.
Family, well, when you work with your family, meetings are not fun for me.
Oh, God. Even when he's standing in the studio and you're stepping off stage and he's like, hey, how about you? And you're like, no. And I remember I looked at you and I went, it's actually a good idea. Make that announcement. And you were like, all right, fine. I was like, oh, my God. What the hell just happened to her face?
And the announcement went well and I didn't fail. So I'm working on that. I have two more. My last one's important, so I really hope you're still with us. This one has an F word in it, so I'm going to say F.
Is it F around and find out?
No, but I wish it was. You cannot be life-changing. You cannot be a life-changing presence.
You cannot be life-changing. Sorry.
Okay. Let me start over. You suck.
Again.
You cannot be a life-changing presence to some people without also being a complete effing joke to some people.
Yeah.
And
I don't need you to repeat that.
Okay. I really love this one because it reminds me of like when people say, man, CFIT really changed my life, blah, blah, blah. What do? I get up there and I am sometimes just being a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And like people could say, you're trying too hard. You're trying, like, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to do my best and have fun. And what's life-changing to those people, my presence, is some people are making fun of.
Yeah.
And that is awesome. I don't care.
I've seen that it's basically the same thing in a different way. Like, you have to be okay with being the villain in somebody's story.
Yeah.
Like, how they perceive you doesn't mean that's how you are.
Yeah.
So it's... And I think I am a villain in a lot of people's story, but
that, yeah,
you don't care. I don't care.
But that's how they perceive you. That's not actually what you are.
Exactly. So if they think you're a joke, let them think you're a joke.
Well, I am changing lives daily, and that is what I'm. And that's a joke. I'm kidding. I'm not. But what I'm saying
make them laugh.
This is how I am. I'm awkward. I make jokes. And if that's not your thing, it might make somebody's day and it might make you angry. And I don't care. I make awkward, awkward situations even worse. Yeah. And it's not that I'm trying to. It just am.
But how they think of you and how that comes across to some, how that comes across to some doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
And I used to care. And that is one that I have learned and I do take into action. I don't care if I'm a joke to you because what I think I'm doing is more important than how you think of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's good for you. Yeah, I like that one.
That's
yeah,
great.
Thank you. Pat myself on the back.
Finally. Yeah. Welcome.
Last one. Best one. Last one. Best one. This is for Victoria too.
Well, I didn't sign off on these, on these twofers.
It is never too late to change.
Is that similar to never too late to start over? That from last year?
No, I'm not starting over. I'm not starting over. This is different.
Yeah.
I don't want to start over and do the same thing and be like, I'm going to do it better this time. I'm talking about complete change. If this is the person I am today and I want to be somebody different tomorrow, it's okay to change.
Ooh, start doing that. Can you put that into action, please?
No. Yeah. If you want to learn piano tomorrow,
do it.
Do it. But if that's not how you think as a person you should be, no, I'm not the piano type of person, but you've always wanted to do it, just do it. Change. Just change.
Right.
And the people around you have to be okay with the change that you're making. If you're a really loud person, but you want to be a little more quieter because that's really who you are, change. Or the opposite.
Ooh, can you do that one?
No.
Please bring it down to my
it's
level.
Definitely not how I am. I am loud. And when I'm quiet, you know something's wrong. But it's never too late to change. 39, doing fine. 36, pick up sticks.
That's what I get.
You're still able to pick up sticks at 36.
That's the point. There you go. There you go, right there.
But yes, it's never too late to change.
I like that. Well, that was like a twofold. You're never too late to change. And also don't care what other people think. It kind of goes with the last one.
It goes with all of them.
Don't care what people think if you think that it's something they can't handle.
If you think that they think is what you think.
It's what I think.
It's what you think.
I think what you think. Yeah, that's true. That's so true. I agree.
Half of these I do. Half of these I don't do. So next year I will do a re-listen.
Well, it's 5 and 4. So which half do you like? Next year it'll be 5 and 5.
5 and 5.
We hope you do this too.
I think you should do it before every birthday.
Sherry, what's up, Sherry? Is the one that introduced this to us to do it last year because Sherry does this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not going to air that you told me I was wrong, but you can DM me. She does this every year and saves them. And learns more from that. Like, she looks back on her birthday every year.
You didn't tell me that part. That why? I had to look back and see what
this
said.
This is way more fun.
Okay.
This is way more fun to do it blind. But I think that's such a great thing to do, especially in your 20s.
Yeah.
Because if I knew now, then what I know now, and I don't know anything now, I just know more than I did then.
Yeah.
It would have been, maybe things would have been different, but at the same time,
it's not.
It's worked out the exact way it should work out.
Like your words?
No, they never work out. It's worked out exactly how it should be. We're right where we need to be. Yeah. Everybody is. Where you are right now is exactly where you need to be.
And if it's in a bad spot,
it's where you need to be.
That's where you need to be.
Get out of it.
Figure out how to, you know, no one's coming to save you. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. So, bish.
He said bish.
Swish, swish, bish. So yeah, thank you, Sherry. And also, you know, thank you to all of you who have stuck with us for this, because listening to other people's lessons can sometimes be like, that's nice. But if this anything resonated with you, take it. Take it, run with it, put some action to it. That's your real tip and your real extra tip with this. Put some action to anything that you have kind of put a grip on with what we said. And this goes for us too, because it's always nice to to get the reinforcement for that.
I agree.
You've repeated some things because I think you still need to repeat them.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still learning.
And so if that resonated for you, take it. Maybe, you know, we have a couple more months left of 2024.
That's crazy because I feel like we were just doing our, what's your intention this year?
And then we did a 6 month.
I know.
That feels like yesterday.
I will say that if you can ever see those things online, which is what people say on their deathbed, I know that sounds really grim, but if you read what people say on their deathbed, that's what I like to read and go off of because I'm like, my God, this is what I don't want to be saying these things when I die.
What are you talking about?
I wish I had lived more. I wish I had worked less and been more with my family. I wish I had done this. Like, take what they're saying and think, do I do this?
Right.
And I like, as much as I don't like death, I like reading those things being like, yeah, I don't want to be at that place thinking, man, I really wish. No,
right.
Just do it. Like, do it now. When you're before you're over the hill.
God, remember that revelation was such a long time ago.
It was like an hour ago.
Wow. Well, yep, hour and six.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to everybody in October. Happy birthday whenever you listen. And happy birthday on your actual birthday when you should also be making your list of revelations.
You're all inclusive all the time.
Radically. So, with that said, we hope you feel fit to be real.
And always allowed to be the most extra.
Changing it up. I love it.
Hey, accept my change.
Okay. For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay?
Okay, bye.